This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And we got no time to waste because Dave Johnson's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, it is time for the biggest Commanders headlines of the day.
The six biggest Commanders storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, let's dive right in. And the biggest thing we always want on Wednesdays is to set the tone for the week and set the roster for the week.
Number one.
Dan Quinn, latest pleas on your two starting left tackles and your starting quarterback on the injury front.
Do you have an update just on how Jaden's feeling coming out of the game, but also Cornelius and Brandon Coleman?
Yep, I'll hit you on all three of them. So Jaden will do some practice today. Brandon Coleman is doing well, and he'll also work back into practice, and Cornelius Lucas won't with his ankle injury. So we'll see where he looks like as the week goes, but both Jaden and Brandon will get some practice in today.
Well, is Jaden's injury something you'll just have to kind of monitor as the season goes on?
Yes.
So there you go, straight from the horse's mouth, whatever. The point is, from Dan Quinn, you hear that Jaden Daniels, this injury is not going to go away. But clearly, if he's not playing last week, if they don't get to a point that he can't continue to play on it. So I also imagine they don't really want to tell other teams, like, hey, it's really hurt still, or actually, it's better. You know, we could unleash him because they did limit how much they ran him last week. And if the Giants are in their meetings this week going, hey, we don't have to worry about him as a runner, and then all of a sudden he's healed, that is a little bit of gamesmanship that Dan Quinn played very well last week. Although everything he said turned out to be true, but you just don't know. And that's kind of why you do it.
Number two.
Now, the offense last week was both successful and not. They put up 480 yards. That is good. But they need to score more. And Jaden Daniels was asked about the struggles that they had on Sunday and obviously how they fix them going forward.
Yeah, just focus on the little things, the details. And how can we be better with that? And, you know, it comes throughout the week of preparation. You know, it's a players' league, and at some point, you know, we got to go out there, we got to take accountability, and, you know, we can't have – the margin of error is real small in the NFL, so you can't get away with too much stuff. So luckily that it didn't – we're not talking about this coming off a loss, and we're able to go back out there and focus and prepare the right way for the next week.
That kid is very right about a lot of stuff, and he's 100% correct. The play calling wasn't an issue on Sunday, even in the red zone. Like, they have opportunities. They drop a ball for Ertz. I mean, tough catch. Tough catch. Jaden, if he can get a second more time, he hits Luke McCaffrey on that first drive. Couple of penalties in the red zone. They take a score off the board with Cosme being downfield, and Alec Reddy wipes away another big play on a screen. So just a lot of stuff that you have to credit the Bears for playing a lot of good defense, but if they just don't shoot themselves in the foot on two or three of those five plays that I just mentioned, we're talking about a completely different ball game, and you don't need, well, a Hail Mary at the end.
Number three.
That said, we got a Hail Mary at the end, and it's been a fun couple of days to talk about it here, and certainly it's got to be fun if you are Jaden Daniels. And so he was asked, do you have any sense of what that play meant to the city and the area at large?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you could just feel that throughout the stadium. You know, what kind of shook me was when we were in Arizona and how much Washington fans traveled out there. So it's awesome to see just how everybody is happy, you know, that we're out there playing football. You know, we're out there competing, playing hard, and ultimately getting some wins. And, you know, we need to continue to have that support and that fan base. And I know they'll show up and show out.
I think part of the excitement of the fan base is not just that there is some group of mercenaries that has come to town and this is short-lived. It's like, yeah, Bobby Wagner, who knows how long he'll be here. Maybe he is here a bunch of years. He's playing good football and you know, takes great care of his body. And obviously, he got here the same year as same age as Fletch did, and Fletch was here for a good long while. But for most of this team, the guys that are making the impact, they're younger players.
Number four.
And that gets us to Jaden and the rest of this rookie class that have really done an exceptional job for Washington this year. And what has it meant to Jaden to see that, to see not only, of course, himself, but his rookie classmates make meaningful meaningful contributions as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see everybody come into their own. Some guys is quicker than others. So it's awesome to see Johnny go out there and make plays. I see they gave him his sack finally, well deserved. He had a fumble. Mikey's been playing really well, but you guys, Javonte, before he got hurt, was playing well. You know, you got guys that was able to go out there and contribute and help this team success.
By the way, the fact that Johnny Newton had not been credited for the sack on Caleb Williams on the blown-up botched screen was ridiculous. They called that a carry in the game. It's like, I'll tackle for loss. Like, no, that was a pass play. That was a sack. And it's part of a big breakout game from Johnny Newton, which was certainly noticed by Dan Quinn.
You mentioned Johnny Newton stood out to you in the game the other day. What has your view of him in terms of like how you see him ultimately playing out, his role, has that changed at all since you've had him here? And just in general at this point, what do you kind of see him being?
I think it probably sped up some, Ben, you know, due to the injury to John. And so, of course, when we got him, you know, when you had setbacks with injuries, that's not something that you're prepared for. But I knew the player, and I knew, you know, days like Sunday were coming. And so to see that come to fruition and the confidence that goes along with that, I think that's really important. But I knew that part of his game was there, and we had seen it in practice. You guys hadn't seen it in the game yet, but I knew that was, we were knocking on the door for that.
Dan Quinn there on Johnny Newton. Two forward-looking things to wrap up our pick six here.
Number five.
First and foremost, big old date coming Tuesday. The NFL's trade deadline is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and Dan Quinn today was asked about his team and where they sit ahead of that as teams like the Ravens and others are starting to make moves.
NFL trade deadline is next week. There's been a lot of trades already this year. As a head coach, in your experience, how do you evaluate kind of your roster and try to figure out when to make a move, not make a move? Take me kind of through that process.
Yeah, and fortunately for me, you know, that's Adam. And we talk about the team every day, you know, and we'll be after practice going through the injury report and the game of, you know, what's next. So, at this time of year, lots of phone calls are made. I don't know how many deals are made, but it's increased for sure over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and especially with the trade deadline moved back just a bit. I think that's added a little bit to it, but Adam's really the one that keeps me up to date and up to speed.
So we'll see if Peter says anything anywhere in any of the interviews that he does over the next week. Likely not. He's pretty tight-lipped about everything. And Washington certainly is going to be sniffing around. But no matter what they do, they just got to keep their head on straight.
Number six.
And this is a team that is currently 6-2. They are currently the number two seed in the NFC. So how does Dan Quinn ensure that team doesn't get too high amidst all of the hoopla, especially considering the emotional nature of the win on Sunday?
Hi, Dan. You mentioned all the stuff, handling all the stuff. With that stuff comes the success, the limelight with all this winning. How do you want your team, your players, to embrace that success element?
Well, I think you've heard me say the word before, but it's poise, of knowing that there's, with confidence comes, like, you put the work in and you're confident to go play, but you have to have poise. And that's what you want, to make sure that, like, all the moments happen because of the work that you put in, not just because they happen. And so I think that's what poise and confidence do, knowing that, like, we're able to do some things because of the work you put in, and that generates confidence to go play well. And so if you do that over and over again, then you start to, you know, create an identity and have confidence. And this team has a lot of humility as well, and that also, I think, is a big piece of staying in the moment and going to the next thing. And stuff can be lots of stuff. It's on the field, it's off the field, and just staying like with a lot of poise, I think, is a big piece of that.
Poise is a great word. And then the other thing that Dan has talked about, and Jaden talked about this today when he's asked about it as well, is their routines. Like, they are creatures of habit in a great, great way. They'll just continue to do the same things. Hey, what we're doing is working, so let's do it again and again and again and again. And hopefully that leads to more and more winning starting Sunday in New York. That's our pick six. When we get back, Dave Johnson joins us to talk Wizards Hawks here on a Wiz game day. Joins us from the broadcast booth at Capital One Arena. But first, let's get an update from the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and it's a Wizards game day. And Anthony, let's go ahead and bring Dave up here. Dave Johnson's going to join us from the Wizards broadcast booth. And Dave, when I say this thing is hot off the presses, we had to extend the commercial break 30 seconds so that I could finish your proper introduction for the 2023 season. So are you ready, sir, we decided to go with the classic. We decided to go. For Dave, if I told you the song we went with, you have heard every single night at Capital One Arena for basically your entire career, would you know which song it is?
I would guess Jump by Van Halen. I think I just say that because every time there's a jump ball, it seems like
that is a good guess based off of the hint. It is not it. Instead, we have gone.
Thunderstruck. Let me get Thunderstruck.
No, not Thunderstruck. I did think about Thunderstruck, but we went with a little more DC flavor. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 2024, I literally hope that I didn't make a mistake here as I hit print on this. This is how fresh this is. Dave Johnson's proper introduction on a Wizards game day.
Right corner, Kispert open for three, it's there!
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now, the right block of Alsar, slam!
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Locked by Colabali, left wing George, 3 on the clock for three, it's there!
Feel like busting loose, busting loose.
Crossover, step back, 3-0! Jordan Poole,
you are cool!
I feel like busting loose now.
On the Hoffman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Capital One Arena, Dave Johnson.
You know what? That was a lamp. I should have grabbed that. I mean, we have a team called the Capital City Go-Go, for goodness sake. So
we do.
I was overthinking it. But you know what's interesting is I'll keep supplying you with highlights as I make that a word that doesn't exist, supplying, because this team, it showed Monday night, not to get ahead of myself with whatever your first question is, but, things are happening with this team with these young players, and that's what's fun. There's going to be some duds, no question. Look, there's 82 games. There are in great seasons. But it'll be like Monday night when they do all the right things against Trae Young and some pretty good players, and they make it happen. But that was well done. That I can't tell you how. When I was informed you were in the hallway, I thought maybe you were under house arrest or something, but then I find out you're just finishing – just a wonderful production, and it is DC, and that means so much to me.
That was the goal, and so I'm glad that you like it. As always, it's something I enjoy doing, but also sometimes the way the schedule goes, you get a little panini pressed on it. But it's okay. We did it. You provided great highlights. The Wiz obviously had some great ones the first couple games of the season to give us, and can't go wrong with Chuck Brown and the Go-Go. But Dave, you did hit right on what I want to talk about with you today, which is how these young players stepped up. But you can't step up if you're not in position. And as you and Glenn are calling the game, and then as Brian Keefe speaks about it afterwards, what stood out to you about how he deployed the mix of veterans and young guys? And not just like, oh, they were on the floor, but in a lot of those late game situations, Bilal handling the ball and then ultimately Jordan handling the ball and hitting that step back three. So there's a mix there. What did you make of how the late game situations played out with the balance there?
Well, and again, this is what this team is supposed to be all about. He wants everybody to be playmakers and initiators. And, you know, Jordan Poole is just off to a terrific start. And did you wake up this morning and notice that the leading person in steals in the NBA is Jordan Poole at 3 a game, tied with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So, again, this is Bilal Coulibaly. If you heard him on our post game after the win on Monday night, he was talking about, well, wait a minute, all right, I see Trae Young, I'm going to attack, I'm bigger than him. Well, he's bigger than him, and yeah, Trae Young, I understand, doesn't have the reputation of a lockdown defender, but still, you have a second year player going against an NBA veteran and not afraid to do that. And I also think about, you know, and I'm kind of getting off topic of the question, but you kind of teed me up with, you know, Bilal Coulibaly was quiet to begin with, but yet he was, he made the game-saving shutdown on Trae Young. He finished with 17 points after, you know, only, I think, 4 at halftime or something like that, and this is after a career-high 23. And a young player could very easily say, all right, I got 23, so the next game I've got to get 20 or 20. He didn't take anything. He didn't force anything. He just let the game come to him, and everything, you know, started on defense. But this was, again, showing with the athleticism and the length of this team, they're fun to watch on defense. There's so many plays, and it's going to be part of our pregame conversation tonight with some highlight examples. Alex Saar. And so when we talk about shutting down Trae Young, it's the big guys and how they rotate. And how they formed a wall about him. I mean, again, Trae Young was 2 of 15 shooting on Monday night. Now it's going to be a big challenge again tonight. I mean, he knows how to score. He knows how to assist. But it's been fun for me. You know, we're only 3 games in. But you know what? You can, every game, you can, wow, Alex Saar did this. Bob Carrington did this. And we're 3 games in.
Yeah, no, I agree, and this is the fun that we thought we would have last year, even if we know that the winning is going to be, you know, whatever it is and far between. We'll see if it's few, we'll see if it's some, we'll see, who knows. But with Saar especially, one thing that I really appreciate is that dude plays really, really hard. What have you know, like when you think of other rookies coming into the league and their level of timidness versus aggressiveness, where does Alex Saar slot in?
Well, they all are, I was asked about, you know, trying to describe those three earlier today with one word. And right away, if you just do the gut reaction, you know, I think of Alex Saar, I think of athletic, I think of Bob Carrington, I think of tough, and I think of Keshawn George, and I think of smooth. But to what you're talking about, and I think it's worth noting, and I didn't even see what he shot the other night. All right, he was 3 of 11, not shooting well. But you know, this can happen to veterans where their offense then impacts their defense. No, not these guys. They just play hard. They play hard and hungry. There's you can just sense the desire from these guys every play. And so that's going to, you know what, get you some success. And at times, yeah, a veteran NBA player is going to burn one of these young guys. I'm not saying they're going to shut everybody down, but I think for listeners and for basketball fans, it's been fun to see this group. And you know, Chris Wright, part of our broadcast team, just talked about how this team is constructed with the length and athleticism. They can do some special things. And when I say special things, you need that versatility to shut down a variety of players in this league.
No doubt about it. Dave, always a pleasure, sir. Have a great call. Send Glenn and Chris my best, and we'll talk to you next game day here on the Team 980.
Look forward to it. I feel like busting loose.
Yeah, hey, there we go. And we will. Every single game this season that we are on the air, Dave will join us. Dave, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. That is Dave Johnson with us from the broadcast booth at Capital One Arena. Just about 15 minutes away. Let's see. They add the 17 minutes away from Dave and Glenn taking over here on the Team 980, your home for Wizards basketball. When we get back, we wrap up the show with Real Things Real People Said into real microphones. Final segment of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Stacked sports night tonight, Anthony. You got Game 5 of the World Series. I know Monday was like the sports equinox. But tonight you got a bunch of NBA basketball on, including the Wizards. The Celtics are playing the Pacers, I believe, in the national TV game. Yeah, that's coming up on ESPN in a little bit. Celtics have hit more threes through the first four games of a season than any team in NBA history. So, champs look good. That's for sure. So you got that. You got Game 5 of the World Series. The U.S. Women's National Team plays another friendly tonight. They're celebrating Rose Lavelle and her 100th career cap. Just saw the starting lineup in Washington Spirit midfielder Hal Hirschfeld gets her second career cap tonight. So that'll be fun to watch that. Anything else on the docket for tonight, Anthony, that you got your eyes on?
I'm
sure there's like a Mac game or something.
A Mac?
Yeah, like college football. There's college football on it.
Yeah, there's college football today. I will not be watching that.
Yeah, I won't either.
But if that's
your thing, go for it. Not hating. Just saying I'm gonna watch other stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to yuck somebody else's yum.
That's correct. That's how we operate on this show.
Yeah. I don't
but
have
if
any.
You yuck our yum, then we'll come punch you in the face.
I will be watching LeBron, Bronny in Cleveland. That is what I will be watching. That's my favorite player.
What have you made, Mr. Lakers fan, Mr. LeBron James fan, of how they've handled the Bronny stuff so far?
If I'm being completely honest, I think a lot of this goes to LeBron James's ego, you know, being able to share the first night with his son. I think it's cool. Whether or not, you know, Bronny was deserving of those minutes is another story because he hasn't played since. And then tonight in Cleveland,
he's expected to play, termed earlier.
Exactly. The fact that there was a report yesterday suggesting he would play, I think more so just speaks to, you know, this is more so for LeBron and, you know, his ego and legacy. And I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
There's
definitely a cool element. And like, hey, they're 3-1. And I will say J.J. Redick's getting a lot of rave reviews from NBA. Good. I'm going to call this affectionately NBA dork Twitter. like all the people that love all the, hey, look at this set. Oh, he's running a horn set. Oh, look at this double pin down. Like J.J.'s running some stuff. They have, and that's been a thing sometimes with LeBron teams is like, we talked about this with quarterbacks. Sometimes you just wind up running the Russell Wilson offense or the whatever, the Aaron Rodgers offense. And sometimes LeBron just winds up running the LeBron offense. And JJ's kind of like, you're smart. And I think LeBron and JJ like each other. Like LeBron respects JJ's basketball brain. And so he's maybe a little more willing to like run some other stuff. Maybe JJ is better at teaching some of this stuff or some of the people on his staff are. I don't know the inner workings of the Los Angeles Lakers as I sit here mostly focused on the football team in Washington, D.C. But they're playing really well. They're 3-1. Their only loss is a 4-point loss last week to the Suns, where they kind of fell apart in the second and fourth quarters but had monster first and thirds. And even in that game, like Anthony Davis had 29 points, 15 boards. LeBron actually was kind of the problem in that game where he shoots just 3 of 14 from the field, has only 11 points to go with 8 assists and 5 rebounds. Must be nice to be 40 years old and have 11, 8, and 5. And everyone's like, hey, man, why'd you suck today?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And Book went crazy. He went, you know, for 33. So it's the kind of thing where, hey, if it keeps LeBron happy, fine. They overall, I think, are doing some things that people respect. If it's not a problem in the locker room, cool. And like, he is on their team. They did ultimately G League him, and that's where he's going to spend most of his time. But if they want to occasionally bring him up, like, I think it's a little weird that it's lead sports center. that's not the Lakers' fault.
Yeah.
Like when Jared Butler gets called up or whoever the heck wound up being the two-way guys for the Wizards, I should know that, whoever the two-way guys are for the Wizards get called up, they don't, or even the Knicks, even the Celtics, they don't, that doesn't lead SportsCenter. It's Bronny because he's LeBron James's kid.
Yep.
And it's okay for the media to just go, hey, we're not going to do this. We can just, if I'm the Lakers broadcast you know, I probably say like, hey, so-and-so is up from the G League tonight. But I'd also do that if I was Chris Miller talking about the Wizards. Hey, so-and-so is available off the bench tonight, up from the G League. Okay, cool. But every time Bronny does anything, doesn't need to be front page news. And that's not a disrespect to Bronny. That's actually out of respect for Bronny. Because if he's going to be good, he should be able to do the work in silence in the way that G League level players do. And he is that. He's not a bum.
Yeah.
By NBA standards, he's not any good. But he's a G League guy. Okay. Can he develop into more than that? It's going to involve a lot of bumps in the road. And I would like him to have that ability to have bumps in the road. Because that's not fair to him just because he was LeBron James's kid that he's not going to get that.
He's going to have it hard his entire career.
He will. And you know what? It also, isn't that bad to be Bronny James? Because unlike a lot of G League guys, he don't have to worry about money. That's nice. Also, there's a different level of opportunity that he's had because of who he is. And so there, it cuts both ways. But I just think as a general media being responsible, every time Bronny does anything, it doesn't need a lead sports center. Hot take alert.
That's the problem with media. Because Michael Jordan's son didn't have to go through this. There wasn't a lot of media.
He did to an extent, but it wasn't this bad.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing, like, there's UCF highlights on SportsCenter, and you're just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you care a little bit.
Yeah.
Not like we're not watching. Yeah. That's the problem. Problem's us.
It's us?
That's the problem.
We're talking about it now.
Yeah,
it is us. You're right.
Although we did say that we shouldn't be talking about
yeah.
it. So it's the inherent problem with criticism. This doesn't deserve attention, so I must give it attention. There's no other way around it. I guess we could have just ignored it.
We could have.
That's just boring radio, though. I just was silent for 3 seconds. How long could we go silent before people would freak out? Start hitting, mashing buttons on the radio.
4 seconds.
The correct answer is we're not going to find out. We have some real things today. I haven't even opened the folder.
Yeah, we have one from yesterday about the Netflix starting five is one. And then there's something from NBA TNT. TNT.
Oh, well, you know that's where we're going.
Real things.
We're not going to be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Basically, this segment exists because of Inside the NBA, and I'm sad that we are in our final season. But Charles Barkley, they played a trick on Charles. They played a trick on the Chuckster.
No, he just doesn't know when he has work.
Oh. Sometimes Charles tricks himself.
When we come back on the 12th, that's when the Emirates Cup games begin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tuesdays and Fridays. There you go.
Wait, we got to work on Friday?
No.
Not us.
It'll be on another network. Did him joke.
Overtime for the Nuggets again. Hey,
in fairness, our stuff's going to be on another network, too.
We'll be right back.
Oh, this whole season is just going to be Charles making jokes about the fact that they're in their final season. I'll be working for another network too.
We got work on Friday?
We got work on Friday?
No, not the network, man.
Come on, Chuck. How long have you been doing this? Did you watch season one of Starting Five?
I'm one episode in, and to be honest, I was supposed to watch episode two, and I fell asleep.
Oh, well, so it's really, really good. You must have been watching it late. Yeah. Here's what we got for season two. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the... Nope, that's I must have clipped... I hit the wrong button, Anthony. I was like, did I just click on the bite below? I did.
So we know the season one cast. It was LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, DeMontis Sabonis, Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. The season two cast, I do have.
Oh,
I have it confirmed.
What?
For you guys.
Okay.
Starting five, season two, Netflix. Kevin Durant.
What?
Ooh. Money Snyder.
James Harden.
Whoa.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh.
SGA.
DC's guy, Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
Number four. And number five, this is the one that I know is going to get the Thunderdome amped up and ready to go.
No, Luka
Tyrese Halliburton.
Let's go!
Starting Five on Netflix Season 2. They are taping. Again, this is produced by LeBron James' company, Spring Hill.
All right, that's Shams Charania from ESPN on the Pat McAfee Show revealing that is an interesting cast, Anthony.
Yeah, James like, Harden Katie like, is interesting.
Yeah, James could be. We're about either going to learn a lot about James Harden or he's going to be terrible on that show.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing you're going to find out. Season one, a lot of family stuff, which was like cool. They're very humanizing. Those are five dudes mostly. Like, they don't got kids. They don't got significant others. They don't got families. Like,
nope.
It's kind of five different cats.
Yeah.
And that could get interesting. James Harden does some stuff that, like, to frequent some places that I don't think they want Netflix cameras. Historically
good
speaking.
Good thing he's not in Houston anymore.
Yeah. All right, that's our show. Wizards basketball is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.